Good morning. Welcome to another Monday Coffee. What I want to talk to you this week is something that has inspired me with my work with Hands of Hope this week at New Hope. If you don't know what that is, Hands of Hope is the Sunday every year that we forego our worship service, our traditional worship service, and we send people out into the community and set up projects so that people can serve. So it's like a little mini mission trip. It's a morning. It's from 9 till noon. And as I've been reflecting on this week and setting up projects, one of the things I started to think about was the hard work of love. One of the ways that growing up in Christianity, the ways that I thought being a Christian set you apart was that people would hate you. And there is that verse, right, that Jesus says that that people will hate you for me because of me and what I did and what I tell you to do. And so we have twisted that many ways in the Christian faith to be a way of, like, we can feel persecuted. We could say this is just what Jesus said. Like, if we say something that offends other people, then we'll say, you know what? This is what Jesus said. People are going to hate us because it doesn't make sense to them. In one of the most profound ways, people use this recently in recent history, in terms of LGBTQ inclusion in the church. That the church has denied full inclusion of people because of their sexuality. And we've said that's because people hate us for this message, and Jesus told us they would because we're different in that way. And I get that somewhat. Like, I understand there's going to be things that Christianity thinks differently than the rest of the world. The whole gospel message is about turning everything upside down on its head, that the things that the world thinks is right, Christ says, this is actually how it's going to be in the kingdom of God. But in terms of what I started to learn later in my life, in my ministry, was that Jesus wasn't referring to, like, how we're going to stick to the rules the best and people will hate us for that. No, Jesus was referring to the radical love that he enacted and told us to do also. Because love isn't easy. And especially the love the Bible talks about is not easy at all. Jesus says to love your enemies. That those that hit you, turn the other cheek. This love is not easy at all. This is what Jesus means by they will not understand you and they will hate you because of me. Because our radical love will not make sense. Our radical love for the people that are on the fringes of society, the people who are experiencing homelessness, people who are discriminated by their race or ethnicity, people that experience racism, people that experience discrimination against their sexuality, all of those things, the church is to show love and inclusion to them, and the world will not understand us because we do that. Because giving unconditional love without receiving something in return does not make sense to the human mind. But it makes sense in the kingdom of God because that's how things work. That's how it worked through Jesus coming to earth and acting the ministry in the kingdom of God and then dying on the cross to show us that we don't have to blame each other anymore. That things have been corrected, course corrected on the cross, that it is an act of love that Christ showed on the cross for us, that God loves you so much that God will die for you. And that is love that doesn't make sense. So my hope, my inspiration this week is that we get to experience that love all over again, that you get to recalibrate your mind to understand that this is the love that is radical, that doesn't make sense. This is why people will hate you. This is why people will criticize you. This is why Christianity doesn't make sense to people, that faith doesn't make sense to people because of unconditional love and support. Have a great week.